see you right here. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
We need a little time alone. So would you say we cancel our plans? Tonight I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records, turning all the lights down low, taking nice and slow.
Operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former presidents and former first ladies joining members of the Carter family and foreign dignitaries today at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., remembering the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. President Biden delivered the eulogy for his longtime friend, someone he says defined character and ushered in a new way of politics when he took office as the 39th president. President Biden says he lived a life of service, including his efforts for Habitat for Humanity that carries on.
Jimmy Carter also established a model post-presidency by making a powerful difference as a private citizen in America. And I might add, as you all know, around the world.
The service is just wrapping up. Carter's casket will be flown back to his home state of Georgia, and he will be buried next to his late wife, Rosalynn, in Plains, where they lived for decades and raised their family. This is ABC News. If you think your rent is too high, a new lawsuit could help more states joining a legal battle going after landlords.
The government is suing six major landlords, accusing them of illegally collaborating to raise rents nationwide. North Carolina is one of 10 states now joining the Justice Department, alleging these major property companies operating more than 1 million housing units in 43 states are using algorithms to set rents and share sensitive information with each other to reduce competition and boost profits.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Authorities say they've confirmed a case of bird flu in North Texas. A wild bird that was found dead near Austin has tested positive. Health officials with the CDC are stressing, though, that the risk to the public remains low. It follows the country's first human death from bird flu in Louisiana that was reported last week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
For new carpet, the Home Depot is your destination. With a large assortment of affordable carpeting and the brands, styles, and colors you need. And for new carpet savings, the Home Depot also has you covered. With 10% off all special order carpeting, right now, enjoy long-lasting comfort at a great price and free installation. Offer valid January 9th through January 26th, 2025. Receive 10% off special order carpet and installation. Installation included in select markets with qualifying purchase. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Increasing clouds and increasing warmth. Highs reaching the mid-20s, ahead of some snow tonight. Mainly moving in around sunset and continuing throughout the overnight. We are looking at accumulations around an inch. And a few flurries could still be lingering early tomorrow morning. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 17.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. An armed suspect from Brown County has been arrested near the Wisconsin Upper Peninsula border. Ted Allen has more.
According to the Forest County Sheriff's Office, the Sheriff's Office in Brown County informed them about 45-year-old William Hedrick, who had active warrants. After tracing Hedrick's phone to the township of Alvin on January 2nd, Forest County deputies found his car, which was determined to have a handgun and possibly other firearms inside. An armored vehicle arrived at the scene to begin negotiations with Hedrick, who then drove his car into a wooded area. A pursuit of the car by the armored vehicle eventually led to the arrest of Hedrick, who was treated for minor injuries and faces several charges.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that fixing the state's learning standards and test scores will be one of his biggest priorities this year. The Department of Public Instruction changed both learning standards and cut scores in the fall. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
For those looking to get organized early this year, Declutter Days is on now through January 15th at Fleet Farm. Handle all your seasonal storage needs with Sterilite 18-gallon totes for just $4.99 a piece. Organize everything on max at 4-shelf units, now only $14.99. And stock up on extra Bounty Essentials double roll 6-packs for just $8.49. Clean up on these items and more, all at the best prices guaranteed during Declutter Days at Fleet Farm.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowers Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansane Associates, Durand, Amplify Health, Mondovi, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. The Durand City Council has approved the pool rates for the upcoming pool season. Because of a donation, the daily rate will be $2 a day. Now, instead of a family pass, residents and non-residents will be allowed to purchase 4 punch cards that have 12 punches on each card for $75. One punch on the card will be needed for daily admission to the pool. Swimming lessons will be $25 for residents of the Durand, Arkansas School District and $50 for those outside of the district. The new Tarrant Park Pool is expected to open in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed its first positive case of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Chippewa County. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, it was a one-year-old deer harvested by a hunter within 10 miles of the Barron and Dunn County borders. The detection will now renew several bans, like the 3-year baiting and feeding ban in place for Chippewa County and a 2-year baiting and feeding ban already in place for Barron County. Dunn County already has a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in place. A public meeting is scheduled for February 6th and will be held by the DNR and the Chippewa County Deer Advisory Council. The man accused of killing his girlfriend and then dumping her body in Chippewa County has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. 27-year-old Jose Dominguez Garcia was accused of killing 26-year-old Rosalie Rodriguez in 2020 at their home in Reedsburg, putting her body in a suitcase, then dumping it at an abandoned farmhouse on Highway T in Chippewa County. Dominguez Garcia pleaded no contest to a reduced charge of first-degree reckless homicide, and charges of intentional homicide and hiding a corpse will be dismissed. He's to be sentenced in May. The Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam that targets family caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reisen says scammers show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks then claim they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like free cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reisen says hospice isn't home care. It's a special end-of-life care, and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
A Fountain City man accused of hiding a corpse and animal mistreatment is pled guilty due to mental illness. According to online court records, an attorney for Arthur McMullen entered a not guilty plea due to the reason of mental disease or defect. The 70-year-old is being charged with hiding a corpse, mistreatment of animals, obstructing an officer, and more. According to the criminal complaint, officers found a dead woman in his home, which he said he believed to be dead for about 6 weeks and didn't want to deal with the situation. The complaint also says officers removed several animals that were being fed scraps from the home. Investigators also found two animal carcasses or skeletal remains at the home. A status conference is scheduled for February 5th. The case against a man that police say accidentally shot himself in downtown Eau Claire has been settled. On Wednesday, Dontre Bundy pleaded guilty to being an out-of-state felon in possession of a firearm. According to witnesses, the 31-year-old was outside of a bar showing people his gun when he accidentally shot himself in the arm. No one else was hurt. Bundy was sentenced to 3 years of probation and ordered not to possess any gun, drink alcohol, or enter any bars. The H5N1 bird flu is leading to higher egg prices in Wisconsin. Egg supplies are running shorter as we move further into winter, contributing to rising costs. Nancy Kellner, an organic egg producer in Brown County, explains her production has been behind because she was unable to get a new flock of 1,000 hens on time last fall due to the avian flu. Kellner explains that older birds at farms like hers do not produce as many eggs, particularly during the winter, meaning hers and other operators are still below their normal output. Minnesota lawmakers are preparing for their upcoming session with a discussion about sports betting. Lawmakers held a hearing in St. Paul yesterday to lay the groundwork for another attempt to legalize the activity. Supporters have been trying to pass a bill for several years, but have failed to persuade enough of their colleagues. Some lawmakers want to keep mobile sports betting out of this year's bill, saying it could be a gateway to increases in gambling addiction. The next session of the legislature is scheduled to begin next week. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
A Fox Valley school teacher will soon become a U.S. diplomat. Eric Thede has spent 25 years teaching social studies at Kakana and Nina High Schools. After moving through a two-year application process, Thede learned last fall he would be selected to join the U.S. State Department as a diplomat. His new responsibilities will include conducting visa interviews, assisting Americans overseas, and engaging in public diplomacy. Thede will begin several weeks of training next week, then learn the location of his first overseas assignment next month. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Increasing clouds and increasing warmth. Highs reaching the mid-20s, ahead of some snow tonight. Mainly moving in around sunset and continuing throughout the overnight. you're looking at accumulations around an inch. And a few flurries could still be lingering early tomorrow morning. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 17.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Damian Lillard poured in 26 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25 and 16 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 121-105 win over the Spurs at Fiserv last night. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's so simple and so hard to do, but when you move the ball and the decisions have to be quick decision basketball, guys get rhythm shots. And you give A.J. Green, who absolutely, has the three-point competition been announced yet? If he's not in it, it would be criminal.
A.J. Green scoring 14, all in the first half, hitting 4 of 5 from three-point range. The Bucks have now won back-to-back games to improve to 19 and 16. College basketball, Milwaukee Panthers fell to Fort Wayne 78-73 in Horizon League play. Women's Big East action, Creighton down Marquette 71-68. Packers quarterback Jordan Love limited as the team returned to the practice field yesterday. Love said he regained all feeling in his right arm by Monday, but said he's dealing with some pain in his elbow. The Packers come in with back-to-back losses, but Love said they all believe.
I mean, everybody knows in this locker room that we're that team. I don't think there's no secret about that. So I really think it's just blocking out all the outside noise, knowing who we have in this locker room. And like I said before, it's playoffs. You know, it's 0-0. So who cares about the record? I really think we have to be confident. You can't go into playoffs with lacking that confidence because you'll get beat.
Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's transferring to SMU. The fifth-year quarterback entered the portal after playing in just three games for the Badgers last season before suffering a season-ending injury. Badger coach Luke Fickell adding quarterback coaching duties to Kenny Guyton's plate last season. The move became permanent this week. This will be Guyton's first time as quarterback's coach. He spent the majority of his 10 years in the profession coaching receivers. College football playoffs resume tonight. Sixth-ranked Penn State taking on seventh-ranked Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl in the first of two semifinals. Texas and Ohio State meet in the Cotton Bowl tomorrow night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some NASCAR families are preparing to expand. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network.
Several of the sport's drivers have announced soon-to-be additions to their families during this off-season. 2311 Racing driver Tyler Reddick and wife Alexa announced that they are expecting their second child in June. The couple already have son Beau, who is 4 years old. Reddick's Cup Series team owner Denny Hamlin also announced that he and fiancé Jordan Fish are expecting their third child in June. The couple currently have daughters Taylor and Molly. And since the offseason began, former champion Ryan Blaney married longtime girlfriend Gianna Tullio at a ceremony last month in Aspen, Colorado. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Just because it's winter, it doesn't mean your compost pile has to sit idle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for ways to keep that black gold cooking through the cold as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Composting is a common activity for gardeners, and with the right care, the compost pile can be productive during the winter. It's the activity of microorganisms that decompose the material and turn it into beautiful compost, so we need to help them along. Kelly Feehan is an Extension Community Environmental Educator at the University of Nebraska. She says if your compost pile is decomposing and generating heat, there are some things you can do to help maintain the warmth.
Such as covering the pile with a deep layer of leaves or straw. Some people will cover their compost pile with black tarp because that will absorb heat, but it can also keep out excess moisture from winter rains or heavy wet snows. You can take black plastic bags and fill them with tree leaves and place them around the outside of the bin to kind of provide some insulation from the side as well.
It's not a good idea to turn the compost pile in winter because it could lose some of the heat. However, she says you can continue adding layers of material to it.
And that's a mixture of carbon or brown dry material. We have a lot of dry tree leaves, especially if you collect them and store them. And nitrogen or the green wet material. So you can add kitchen waste. So the vegetable scraps, fruit scraps, coffee grounds. You could also add manure, horse manure, cattle manure, poultry manure. That'd be a source of nitrogen as well.
For the best results, a compost pile should measure at least 3 feet by 3 feet and no more than 5 feet by 5 feet. If it's too small, it will have trouble staying warm, and larger piles hold too much water or don't allow enough air to the center. Learn more about winter composting at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Fairly quiet market action in the grains with a positive day in livestock on Thursday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis is Mike Castle with StoneX. Mike, as we take a look at the grain and the livestock trade overall here on Thursday, of course, day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. Ag markets going to close about an hour early here at 12:15 Central Time. Largely, we're getting a good day in livestock, but the grain trade is very quiet, very range-bound, and it just feels like we are geared ourselves up for whatever USDA is going to throw our way with their set of reports on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely came into the day expecting a boring one, and that is exactly what we're getting so far. Very little movement in the grain market today. Export sales that we would normally see today has been delayed to tomorrow, and obviously we've got a massive data dump from USDA on deck tomorrow. So everyone in the grain world is pretty much just waiting for that. In the outside markets, the dollar is back up here today. It's been pushing back above that 109 level, kind of flirting with the 2+ year high we saw last week on the same day. So obviously that provides some amount of headwinds. But again, everyone is pretty much just, you know, kicking the can down the road, waiting for tomorrow for the action. Stock market closed, not a ton going on the macro side there. We did get Challenger job cuts report for December this morning. That came in kind of lower than expected, down pretty good from November at only 38,800. Overall, that's just the latest sign of a more resilient than expected U.S. labor market here this week. But tomorrow's, again, pointing to tomorrow, the non-farm payrolls figure, those will be the most closely watched of the week. But again, pretty much everything has been better than expected, kind of stronger U.S. economy than expected. And that is kind of keeping expectations of a more hawkish Fed here in play.
All right. We do appreciate it. Mike Castle there with StoneX in for Arlen Suderman for our midday commentary. As we look over at that livestock sector, I mentioned it's a pretty good looking day there. Triple digit gains, rebounding from some of the sell pressure we had Wednesday, particularly in cattle. February live cattle up 312, 196.82. April up 222, 197.75. January feeders 367 higher, 269.25. March feeders up 332, 268.30. February hogs up 230, 81.77. April hogs up $2 at 87.07. In the grains, again, pretty quiet. March corn up a penny, 455. January beans up a quarter penny, 987 and three quarters. Wheat, 2-4 lower. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The beef herd rebuilding question remains. When will it actually start? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The question of inventory rebuilding will remain well into 2025 for the beef herd. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson says, coming into 2024, the beef cow herd was at a 63-year low, which was the smallest beef cow inventory since 1961.
We really just don't have much evidence of expansion starting, and I think that's for some good reasons. One, certainly, take a look at the drought monitor and look how dry it has been in parts of, particularly a lot of Texas, but a lot of parts of the rest of the country as well. Drought really holds back our ability to expand, even when prices say there's an opportunity. And I think the other thing is economics. You know, that costs are higher, interest rates are higher, and so even though we have very high calf prices relative to our costs don't look as good as they did a decade ago the last time we expanded. And so, you know, we got drought and we got some economic reasons that we haven't seen expansion yet.
As for when that rebuilding of the beef herd will begin, he says he's going to watch the next few cattle on feed reports for clues.
Particularly the quarterly reports, because those quarterly reports give us this split out of the number of steers and heifers on feed. And so what we've seen so far is the number of heifers on feed continues to be pretty large. And so really indicative that, you know, those heifers have not been held on the ranch. They've continued to go to feedlots. Now, the on-feed report is a little bit backwards looking. And so if we really started expansion out of this year's calves, we might not really see that in the cattle on feed report yet.
The next cattle on feed report for 2025 will be released on January 24th at 2 p.m. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Jim Wiesmeyer with Farm Journal is reporting that imports of feeder cattle from Mexico are expected to partially resume the week of January 20th. He says imports will be slow at first due to the need to implement and test new protocols. Live animal movements are expected to fully resume sometime after the initial reopening. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service suspended imports of live cattle and bison from Mexico on November 22nd, following the detection of New World screwworm along Mexico's southern border. That pest can have a significant negative impact on cattle health, and U.S. authorities have been working to develop protocols to screen animals coming into the country. Natural Resource Conservation Service in Wisconsin is encouraging farmers, agricultural producers, and forest landowners to apply for the Conservation Stewardship Program by February 7th to be considered for funding in 2025. Currently, an unprecedented amount of funding is available for CSP through the Farm Bill and Inflation Reduction Act, which provides $19.5 billion over 5 years, and additional funding for oversubscribed NRCS conservation programs like CSP. Inflation Reduction Act funding is available to encourage producers to adopt climate smart practices, new technologies, and management techniques through CSP, earning payments for expanding conservation activities while maintaining agricultural production on their land. Producers interested in CSP should submit their application to their local NRCS office by February 7th. A recent Washington Post report says President-elect Trump's aides are considering narrowing his tariff plans so they would only apply to limited specific critical imports. However, Foreign Policy News says the president-elect denied that would happen. In Trump's words in a Truth Social post, he said, "The story, which quoted so-called anonymous sources which don't exist, incorrectly states my tariff policy would be pared back, and that is wrong," quote unquote. If it would come to fruition, the plan would mark a significant narrowing of the universal tariffs of 10 to 20% that the president-elect proposed during his campaign, a move which economists expect to drive up consumer prices and distort global trade patterns. On the campaign trail, Trump promised to impose a 60% tariff on Chinese goods and to phase out imports of essential goods from China over 4 years, and a 25% tariff on goods from Mexico and Canada. Farmer sentiment moved lower in December as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dropped 9 points to 136. The decline was driven by producers' weaker perspective on current conditions in U.S. agriculture and their farms, with the index of current conditions falling 13 points to 100. Although it did decline, it was still 24 points above its low in September and 5 points higher than in October. The index of future expectations also fell 8 points to 153, remaining 59 points above its September low and 29 points higher than October. While sentiment did drop, much of the post-election optimism about future conditions is still holding strong. Producers' optimism about the future seems to stem largely from expectations for a more favorable policy environment over the next few years. Production estimates reached record levels for Brazil and Argentina's winter soybean crops ahead of the 24-25 planting season. A USDA report predicted 169 million metric tons of soybeans in Brazil, a 10.4% increase from the previous marketing year. Argentina's predicted output was 52 million metric tons, a jump of 7.8 points from the 2023-24 forecast. But since that forecast came out December 10th, each country's crops have been clouded by shifting weather. Dry conditions in northern Argentina lasted throughout December, and maps are showing that the area has received between 50 to 80% of its normal rainfall. In Brazil, weather has been drier than normal during the early planting season. Successful Farming says December saw much of southern Brazil nearing 80% of its average rainfall. Rainfall in the country saw in the final 2 weeks of 2024 is expected to continue through January, which coincides with Brazil's typical wetter season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Some chances of snow in our ag weather forecast as light snow will spread from west to east today with accumulations of around an inch. Now, late Saturday into Sunday, confidence continues to increase of another light snow event, followed by colder air early next week. Partly sunny until this afternoon, then becoming cloudy, a 50% chance of snow late this afternoon, highs mid-20s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of snow likely, Accumulations of around an inch, lows near 16, west winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs mid-20s, northwest winds at 5 to 10. For Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s, southwest winds at around 5. Saturday night, cloudy, a 70% chance of snow. We'll see a light accumulation with lows in the low 20s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of snow with light accumulations, highs in the mid-20s. Looking ahead for Monday, mostly cloudy. We'll have highs near 10. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs near 11.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
She was sitting all alone over tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, "Oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is." She was like, "Come here, boy, I wanna dance," for I said a word. it just one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool. AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my. This is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear, girl, I feel, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in? Sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning. Or I could kiss you. What if you like that? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Baby, I
long years being teased by pretty Miss Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? Yeah, Bobby graduated first in the class. Me, I graduated closer to last.
Plum City Wolves, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like and you're the only one of you. You're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. Yeah. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown.
WBBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Michelle Franzen. World leaders, including living five American presidents and first ladies, gathered at